Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. Our Tall Story number 42 takes us on a stroll around London, where around 1,500 gas-powered lights still burn brightly. Here's Monocle's Bill Lutie.
The recent spell of cold weather here in London has resulted in a number of things. A sturdy new winter coat, handmade to order from a small factory in the north of England. Plenty of warm and hearty soups and casseroles, washed down with a large glass of Barolo. And an uncharacteristic nostalgia for the past. Nostalgia for a time when Londoners went to work and used their hands to get stuff done. And I don't mean sending emails from their smartphones. A time when we fixed things instead of throwing them away. A time when residential terraced streets were filled with thick smog, part cold weather, part industry fumes. When the only light guiding you home was the faint flicker of street lamps glowing through the mist. Yellow and faint, warming and welcoming. The latter was brought on by a recent walk through a cold and foggy Westminster. I was instantly transported back. The air thick with the smell of burnt fossil fuels, visibility reduced to a couple of metres, and any surroundings I could see turned sepia by the glow of tiny and ornate 19th century original gas street lamps. We're not talking the giant white light monsters that line the thousands of miles of highway, high streets or dodgy back streets. These humble beacons have been in place for over 200 years and they aren't going anywhere soon. Each black post is adorned with the emblem of the monarch in power at the time of installation and topped with one of a number of designs. Some round, some square, all with a little black hat. Overseen by English Heritage, they're fiercely protected and impeccably maintained. Accidents do happen, and although they've been raised a few feet as vehicles have become larger, they still have regular run-ins with London's delivery trucks. If something does get damaged, it has to be replaced with an identical handmade part. This also means that, rather than falling into the category of dying breed, the lamps are on the rise. And that's where the small but specialised troop of British gas engineers comes in. They patrol the streets on Honda 125 scooters, inspecting over 1,500 lamps, which line the Royal Parks, light up Covent Garden, lead the way up to Buckingham Palace and cast their gloomy glow over the walls of the Tower of London. The lamps don't have to be lit by hand. With the invention of electricity, they had to be modernised or risk being replaced. Clockwork mechanisms, and now small battery packs, were installed to automate ignition. These do, however, require a little wind-up every fortnight. One very rare sewer lamp outside the Savoy Hotel was designed with a hollow post which extends down to the sewer, extracts the natural gases, and burns them off before the smell reaches the street. Although it would be easier, cheaper, and probably safer to replace these lamps, the ones that still stand have survived the rise of electricity, the Blitz, and can mostly fend off London's drivers. There's nothing quite like taking a dip into history and pondering what life might have been like in Dickensian London.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Bill Lutie for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.